And a new study from the Redfern Legal Center says that over the past 12 years, the number of strip searches conducted by New South Wales police has increased about 20-fold. Strip searches are meant to be a last resort for police in serious circumstances, but the report found that police are conducting them where they're not necessary. They are also employing humiliating and illegal practices, such as making individuals squat and cough or strip searching them in public places. What can be done to make sure the police are not overstepping the boundaries? I'm joined now by one of the report's authors, Dr. Vicky Sentas, a senior lecturer in law from the University of New South Wales. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Sam. Great to be here.
So strip searches are, this meant to be as a last resort for police in serious and urgent circumstances. Why then has there been this increase in the number of strip searches conducted?
Well, look, I think, Sam, there's two reasons. One is this has obviously been a change over some time. We've seen an incremental and substantial shift. I think part of it is the war on drugs. So there seems to be an impression that strip searches, by police are necessary where for drug possession or drug supply. And we say that isn't necessarily the legal test. The legal test is serious and urgent, and we're saying that simply on the grounds of drug possession alone with no other circumstances wouldn't be meeting that test. Now, obviously, every situation needs to be seen in its circumstances. But the other reason beyond the kind of war on drugs is that we say that the law itself is quite unhelpful to police. It's quite vague. So serious and urgent circumstances, we're saying, needs to be really clearly defined. And we say it needs to be limited to things like weapons offences, where there might be an imminent risk to someone's safety, or in the case of where police have a reasonable suspicion that someone's engaging in drug supply offences, because that's a serious drug offence,
so
but not...
Yeah. You're saying that maybe the problem is that police are being left with a kind of vague, remit to search people, and they're not really sure where to apply it, so they kind of just apply it more broadly than they need to.
Yeah, that's right. And there have been concerns raised by New South Wales police themselves. So reportedly about 2 months ago, there was a leaked internal report which raised some of these concerns on the record, that concerns about inconsistency in application, concerns about potential unlawful use. So this isn't new, and it's also something that the independent police watchdog, the Law Enforcement Conduct Commission, decided late last year to run an investigation which is currently on foot. So what we're saying is based on legal analysis is, we're raising kind of serious questions around, there can't be a blanket policy, for example, that it has to be for drug possession. Mm-hmm. And some of the police statements after our report was released do seem to confirm that.
On that point of drug possession, your studies noted that an indication from drug detection dogs is often used as a reason for a strip search. Why is this an issue?
So the law says quite clearly that an indication from a drug detection dog alone cannot form a reasonable suspicion, and police policy, the police standard operating procedures, acknowledge this. Mm-hmm. However, there have been quite a few complaints that legal centres have received which indicate that perhaps that searches have been made on the basis of a drug dog indication alone. And there's also research which indicates that drug dog indications can be inaccurate. So that's certainly a concern.
Mm-hmm. And who would you say is at most at risk of being unlawfully strip searched? Who tend to get more targeted?
Look, I think that strip searches are often an extension of general kind of over-policing. So, strip searches, as the police themselves say, are a minority of general searches. So there are hundreds of thousands of general searches. That's where someone gets pat searched and your pockets emptied. And there are, last year there were 5,500 strip searches. So what we're seeing in terms of the data is around 10% of all people strip search are Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander. Now, that may not seem very high, but when Indigenous people make up just under 3% of the population, there's serious questions there. The thing that was quite interesting to us was that 45% of all people who are strip searched are young people, so people 25 years and under.
Right.
So that is also consistent with the fact that around a fifth of all strip searches seem to happen at music festivals. But more broadly, it's not just music festivals, it's everyday policing.
Well, Vicky, you talked a bit about strip searches and kind of, you know, what the reasons are behind them, but I suppose strip searches themselves are deeply invasive and can leave individuals with lasting trauma. The question is there a better approach here? How can we make this practice maybe a little bit better than it is?
Yeah, that's right. So it's embedded in the law that police should consider alternatives to strip searches. So, if there is, obviously there are circumstances where strip searches will be necessary, where there's a serious risk of harm or dangerous, and that's, but first police need to consider, do I really need to do this strip search? What are the alternatives? Can I do a general search first? And there are a number of steps police need to take. But also more broadly, I think we need to look at drug policing, and the approach is meant to be harm minimisation and a public health approach. So I think the question is, do police really need to be strip searching for, drug possession? And obviously some communities, there are sort of serious issues around drug use and drug addiction, but we say that policing and the use of search powers is not a solution to that problem.
Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us this morning to help clear this up a bit.
Thanks, Sam. Much appreciated.
Absolutely. And that was Dr. Vicky Santas, senior lecturer in law from UNSW and also co-author of that Rethinking Strip Searches by New South Wales Police report released by the Redfern Legal Centre.